Well, there is a dispute between a couple of government agencies that I just find incredibly frustrating. As a taxpayer, as a government watchdog, yesterday I talked to the Olympic View Water District, which will not hook up water to a brand new K through 8 school in Edmonds because of some stormwater drainage dispute. And I heard from the water district yesterday, and I wanted to get the school district side of things. Kelly Franson is the spokesperson for the Edmonds School District and joins us here on Cairo Radio. Kelly, I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for contacting us.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand this and just recap for people who weren't listening to my show yesterday. So you guys just built a brand new K through 8 school, Madrona K through 8. It's a rebuilt school. It was about $50 million taxpayer dollars. It's going to be all set for the kids to move into in the fall, but they cannot because the water district won't hook you up to water. Is that a fair summation of things?
That is a pretty good summary right there, yes.
Okay. So your kids and families are going to have to go to a school, Alderwood School in Linwood, that's 15 minutes away.
I haven't driven it, but
okay.
That sounds like a good estimate of how long it would take.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so give me the school district's side of things and perspective on why this is happening.
Of course. Let me start out by telling you a little bit about Madrona K-8 because they are unique. Instead of traditional classrooms, they actually have multi-age classrooms. They combine a larger number of students in a big open space with two teachers. Madrona also is a home to our deaf and hard of hearing program for the area.
Okay.
So the new school, the brand new building, was designed specifically for Madrona's needs. That included a commitment to the environment both above and below the ground. The community there is very involved in the environment and wants to make sure, you know, that was something that was brought to our capital projects team as being a priority with this. So we were excited to have the opportunity to use stormwater wells at Madrona because they actually replenish the aquifer with filtered water. And this isn't something that we've never done before. We actually used these stormwater wells at our new Lindale Elementary. We examined a similar system out of our district at Shorewood High School in Shoreline. We also spoke with the city of Redmond. They actually encourage stormwater well use in their area because they want to replenish the aquifer.
Okay, and let me make sure I understand, because I don't know anything about this stuff. But so all the downspouts, all the drainage grates, everything that's gathered from rainwater runoff, it goes into these giant, essentially holding tanks, but they're wells. They're underground wells, right?
Let me try to explain this a little better. It is very confusing. Yeah. If you're not a hydrogeologist, and I am not,
yeah.
It can be pretty complicated. So let me try to break it down for you. We're dealing with basically runoff from the parking lot, runoff from the roof of the building, things like that. Something has to be done with that stormwater. The system that we are using that makes use of stormwater wells, actually the well is not the first step. The first step is for that water to go through a biofiltration process. If you've heard of a swale, which is basically a ditch with fancy plants and sand in it to filter.
Yes, yeah.
The water coming from the parking lot would actually go through that bioswale to, again, filter the water with the plants, with the sand. It would also go through an oil and water separator. So the water going into this well has already been through a filtration process.
Okay. And so
the reason the well is there, and this is where it gets important and kind of technical, so bear with me here.
Okay.
The reason the well is there, there is a layer of impermeable soil that sits right at this place where we are. So we have to drill down to get below that layer. What's below that layer is a big layer of sand. So what we're doing is letting the water go through the impermeable layer and then seep into the sand. And that water coming out has, at a minimum, about 50 feet of dry sand before it would make it down to the aquifer. And that sand actually continues the filtration process.
So multiple filtration processes.
Yes.
Okay, so I get all of that. So as you guys are building the school, who is the permitting agency? The water district told me it was the city of Edmonds, which surprised me because I would have guessed it was Snohomish County. But I assume you got permits for this throughout the building process.
We have been working with the City of Edmonds and the Department of Ecology since the start of this. City of Edmonds, yes, has to do the permit to build this system, and the Department of Ecology is the regulatory agency for stormwater.
Okay, so all of this was approved, you got permits for it, and you built the school with all that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. So now, as I understand it, the Water District says, no, we're still worried that, and this sounds crazy to me, and I was very skeptical when I talked to them yesterday, but they said that they're afraid your water's going to get into the aquifer and it's going to taint their main source of water for all of their customers, and they are demanding something else. So what are they demanding here?
My understanding is that they want to be sure that they're protecting their water source, which I fully understand and respect.
Yeah, we all want water protected.
That water
sure.
needs to be protected.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's no way around that. We're not trying to get around that by any stretch of the imagination.
So let me make sure I have this straight. So the Edmonds School District is not trying to poison the water supply out there.
That is a firm no.
Okay, just trying to make sure I understood that. Okay, got it.
A firm no on that.
All right.
But yeah, so what they are wanting from us, and they brought their concerns to us after we had been, you know, going through the permitting process with the regulatory agencies. They brought their concerns to us. We listened to them and tried to understand them, and did go back and had the designers of our program, you know, carefully go over everything to make sure we weren't missing something. We, you know, were in talks with the Department of Ecology. We were in talks with a hydrogeologist at the Department of Health to see if they had any, even though they're not a regulatory agency for stormwater, to make sure, you know, they didn't have any concerns at that point in the process.
Right. No, I get all that, but what do they want? What are they demanding you guys do to hook you up to water?
They don't like our monitoring plan for how we're testing the water that's going into these wells. And I can tell you that the Department of Ecology requires 2 years of monitoring. We've extended our monitoring plan to 5 years. We're also testing for a lot more possible contaminants than what the Department of Ecology requires. And this was done because we did understand that the Water District had concerns.
But
we wanted to be sure we were not missing something.
Right. Are you in violation of federal guidelines? Because that's what they suggest.
So, we are, like I said, it's the Department of Ecology here. I should say I don't know of any federal guidelines that we would be in violation of. We've been working with the Washington State Department of Ecology. We went through the, let me check the acronym to make sure I got this right, SEPA, State Environmental Policy Act determination early on in the policy. So we've been working through all along. Now one thing I have heard is the statement that we don't have a permit for this, and I just wanted to clarify how that falls into play on this. It's similar to with a building. There's a different permit to build versus the permit to occupy.
Right.
And so that piece that we don't have is the final permit to use it from the Department of Ecology, which can't happen until it's completed and in use and they can make sure everything's working as planned.
So if you guys don't move in the fall, all of this rainwater gathering from the parking lots and the roof, it's still going to be going into this system. And I'm trying to understand
it's going into it in a different way, is my understanding, because these stormwater wells are not in use yet. You know, some of them have been built, some of them still need to be built. But right now, the old building is using an older system where, you know, the water kind of runs down a hill and filters in, and that's not a good option anymore.
The thing they couldn't answer for me was I asked, what are the chances that you guys would do any harm to their water system? And they don't know. They, you know, I said, is it 10%? Is it 1%? Is it 1/100th of 1%? And they don't know. And this is where I get frustrated as, you know, somebody who watches all of this nonsense with government agencies, because there has to be a cost versus benefit analysis at some point for the taxpayers. How much is it going to cost for you guys to move all your kids and all your families into this school temporarily in Linwood, and then once this thing gets resolved, you're going to have to move them all the way back into the new school. Do you have any idea how much this is going to cost the taxpayers for this?
I do not have a number on that. I don't have a number. It's obviously going to be an expense.
It's going to be very expensive.
As we were looking at what to do when, and like I said, we've been trying to negotiate with the water district since they first raised concerns. So this hasn't been, you know, we heard from them once and said no and then expected them to suddenly change their minds. We've been working on this. When we realized we were almost to the end of the school year and had made no progress with them, we had to make the decision to do something. And yes, it is going to cost, but I can tell you it costs less for us to temporarily move the students than to try to keep them in the old building and further delay construction, the construction that needs to happen after that old building comes down.
No, it's going to cost a lot. I mean, I was coaching at Shorecrest.
Right. It's going to cost either way.
No, when we moved from the old Shorecrest into the new one when I was coaching, I mean, I know that was a great expense, and to go, you know, to a building 15 minutes away and then have to move back. This is very frustrating. I'm sure you can imagine for your families and for the taxpayers and for people like me, two government agencies. And they just can't get together on behalf of the kids. And, you know, from me, it sounds like the water district is holding you guys hostage. I mean, they have something that's absolutely essential, and it sounds like they, you know, they just are holding you guys hostage right now.
We need the water to move in. We do need the water to move in.
Could we just buy a couple pallets of water at Costco and do that?
Well, the water that we move in is also going to have to go somewhere. So we do need to put it out through those stormwater wells at some point.
Okay. All right. Well, it's crazy. Keep me posted on how this goes. But, I watch stuff like this, and it increases my cynicism about government efficiency.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I just want to end by saying, you know, we are working to move forward on this. We're working on scheduling public forums with all involved parties, and that includes the Department of Ecology, and that includes the Department of Health. We do want to make sure we're not missing anything.
Hey, just talk.
Make sure this is correct, and that we can get it done as quickly as possible.
Talk to the Water District and offer this. Just tell them that if both sides will agree to use me as a mediator, I'll get this thing settled by the weekend. Okay.
I'll see what people think of that. I can't make any promises to you, but I'll mention it.
I guarantee people would love it. Okay. All right, Kelly, I really appreciate you coming on with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kelly Franson with the Edmond School District. Your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. Much more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.